אם מסיר את השער על פי לסדר הוויכוח, מסיר את השער addressed an issue that he said that according to the opinion that man was created to enhance olam hazeh, so then it wouldn't make sense because no one really enjoys olam hazeh. So, and why would people die? That would be such a short-lived lifetime. So he says, well, not everyone gets olam haba either. And look what happens in olam hazeh. Olam hazeh, not everyone takes advantage of either. So that's what he explained, that that's not such a raya, because olam haba taka is forever. Right? Okay. And then he goes on to the thing that he says in the regular sefer, that why would a person have to have a neshama, and why would a person have to be like a malach, and why it wouldn't be that necessary? He adds over here a line. He says, why would a tzaddik, he had this line in the Mesos Hasharim. In the Hasharim side, he said, why would the tzaddik have to be, why would a yid have to be higher than malachim? Through that line, right? Why would it have to be that a yid was higher than malachim? If you look at that line, and v'loy oyd, ella she im taklis brias adam hay latzarich oylam hazeh lo hay tzak min pnezeh she tunu pach boi neshama kol kach hashuva, and that he would be higher than the malachim, right? So, here he adds. He adds an interesting knitch. Why should a tzaddik be on a higher level than Malachi Asharis? And he brings two proofs. It says Gedolim Tzaddiki Yoisim Malachi Asharis. This is a Chazal that says Gedolim Tzaddiki more than Malachi Asharis. Or there's a halacha that Kosh Baruch Hu goes with Tzaddik Mekai, Tzaddik Mevato. Would we need so many details in our Havoidah? It's good enough in general that there should be rules and regulations. But why would we need so many details of mitzvahs in so much detail? Right? And then he says, why would he need a neshama, etc.? Okay? So, he goes into the neshama piece, but it's interesting how he added in that piece. Now, then he goes on and he says, well, I'll tell you what, why the olam was created, and it was created for our matzav and olam haba. Okay,
this is not in our edition, correct?
Most of what I'm saying now is not. Now he's going to explain. Again, in the Vikuach. Now I'm going to explain to you, don't you see the difference between these two opinions? But certainly Loimar, meaning to say, according to the first Svara, the Iker purpose of the world is to enjoy the world. And mitzvahs are agav, because you have to have mitzvahs to enjoy the world. So according to that, I don't understand why people are held so accountable for new mitzvahs. What's the big deal? All right? Who cares? It's not the ikar of it. So if it's not the ikar, who cares if you missed a mitzvah here or missed a mitzvah there? These mitzvahs are just the rules. That's not the main thing. Right? So if the main thing is to enjoy the world and to appreciate the world, then glad you have to do mitzvahs, because otherwise people will eat each other alive. But that's not the main point. It's like saying that you go to class. Why are you in class? To learn the material. Okay. So why do we have rules? Well, you have rules because I can't teach you otherwise. So what's the ikar of the class? The rules or the material? The material. So what if the person gets 100 on the material and he doesn't follow the rules? You got a zero because you didn't follow the rules. The point is not about are you good at following rules. It's not the point why you're in class. So why would Hashem put such an emphasis on mitzvahs? Hashem should put the emphasis on, are you enjoying the world? Because according to this, on Havana, the purpose is to enjoy the world, and mitzvahs are just to keep in order. So, like, okay, into mitzvahs, relax. But if you say the whole purpose is you're here in order to do mitzvahs, why do you want to do mitzvahs? Because you're going to get olam haba. So that makes a lot of sense why you better do your mitzvahs, because you're not doing it. That is why you're here. Put that on the mashal list. That's what he says. It's a great point. Right? Anything which is not the tachlis of what you're here for, it's not like so needed. Right? But according to me, that the point of the world is the mitzvahs. The point of the world is to get olam haba. And the way you get olam haba is by doing mitzvahs. Right? So anytime that you are mishaneh a little bit from the mitzvah,
Shana.
change a little bit. Oh, seconds. Then you're gonna miss. You're missing. You're chepering here. You're messing up something that is only representative of a lot more. So the mitzvah here is to get your schar olam haba. You better do your mitzvah in condition. Let's say you have a certificate, right? And the certificate is says you can redeem this for $1,000. And someone now comes and cuts the corner off of your certificate. So now you cannot collect $1,000. So but the paper is only worth 50 cents. So did he damage your 50 cents or $1,000? Well, since this thing represents a lot more, the fact that now you messed it up, you ruined the $1,000 for me. In other words, the point is that the mitzvahs here represent the schar of olam haba. So every mitzvah is the details matter so much. Okay. So therefore, he proved unbelievably. This is just like it's so powerful. How he brings it out in the other version, what he's bringing out. The point in this world is for the next world. And there's no tachlis in everything you do. To get close to Hashem and to break out of any of the barriers that separate between you and Hashem. Like a magnet. And anything which is possible to bring to a greater kurva, you should run after it. And whatever you think is going to get in the way, you should run away from. Because the entire purpose in this world is to use the mitzvahs to get olam haba. Okay? Okay. And that part he says here very similar.
Why it's so focused, like it's hard very kind of what I'm around, not to be close to Hashem.
It's really the same thing. The schar is what you create from the korva of the mitzvah. It's called Amlozim. Now, in the very last paragraph, we're up to the very, very last paragraph of this parak in the main version. Not the very last paragraph, but the last section. We just have to, the purpose of the world is just to help you along. The purpose of the world is to support us in this process, but by no means is the tachlis of the world. Independent. Right? Everything should be that way. And then He goes into the Brice of Rabbeinu Binyan. In the Seder Vikuach, he has a whole nother section here before he finishes this chapter. Whole nother section. Pella. I don't know why he skips it. I'm not sure exactly. But it's another whole 5 pages here. Not five, but three. This, Hine, kasher chakarnu al klal zeh ladas pratav, matzanu Hashem chamisha. And I found, I'm going to read for you from the Vikuach. It says, and I found five main areas of spirituality that you should work on. There are five things that I've mentioned already, which are mentioned by Moshe Rabbeinu. What is Hashem asking for you? Number one. To follow his ways. Harisha Yira. First thing is Yira, that we should be aware and in tremendous awe of the presence of Hashem. Okay? And the God, the greatest level of that is when on everything we do. Okay? And there's, you're not going to hit it all in one moment. But Madregois, Madregois, Yesh, there are many levels to get up to that. So that's the first thing. And he's going to manage go through all five things. I think it's Kedai because it's not in the Masnos Yesharim, this section. It's unbelievable. It's the whole thing. Tomorrow, we'll finish up the week. I will be here in Mitzvah tomorrow. Plan to be here. And we'll try to finish up that. And then we'll be up to Zerizos. We'll be up to Torah and Zerizos. Excellent. Okay, Shkaf. Very interesting.
So why didn't he put it in? Or how do we have two different additions? That happened?